Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one goth. How are we feeling today, guys?
I feel good.
We're feeling sprightly, I think.
A little sprightly.
Honestly, this feeling, is Billy? The peppiest little... I've seen Billy in a while.
Yeah. I know. What's going on with you?
Well, you know what? Just coming in, I'm almost out of COVID.
Yeah.
Got like two more days. So I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm appreciative of it. So I'm ready to rage.
Yeah. Doesn't it make you just want to, just because you couldn't, doesn't it just make you want to like go do all the things?
Yes. No, I'm going to go on a cruise. I'm going to go, I'm going to do all the things that I couldn't do before. So I'm really excited about it.
Are you actually going on a cruise?
Hell fuck no.
Okay.
No,
I didn't think so. I was like, that's not a very Billy Jensen thing to do. No.
Even the Disney cruise, I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Cruises are my nightmare.
A little insular for me.
Yeah.
They're my nightmare. It's like you're outside, but you're inside.
Yeah.
And like you can't leave and you're stuck here in this buffet.
Yeah. No new people to encounter, just the same people who got on the boat with you.
And honestly, not the people that I really would want to be canoodling with to begin with.
No, because cruise people are not my type of people. Because
you know what, though? What if there was a cruise that was a canoodling cruise for Jack, that it was all the people that you did want to canoodle with?
You know, there is this emo cruise that they're doing at the end of the year.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, Arielle Vandenberg.
Mm-hmm.
So it's her fiance, Matt Cutshall. He was like in an emo band, but he put together this whole emo cruise and Under Oath's playing and all these other bands are playing. I'm like, this is a cruise that I could get
into. That
doesn't
sound so bad.
Mm-hmm. No, but, you know, still, I'm a little put off by cruises still. Yeah.
Just because if something bad happens, you can't be like, I'm good. You have to stay there. Yeah. You can't like go home.
If you go missing on a cruise, nobody gives a fuck.
No, there's no jurisdiction that there's is no in charge of you.
All the jurisdictions in Antigua.
Yeah, you go good. Off. You go off a boat or you fall off the boat on the cruise and you're done.
Interpol, and they're busy.
They're busy
with the wars.
With real shit going on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I was like, do we have housekeeping? Of course we have housekeeping.
We do.
Sure. We need to talk about our Patreon this week. Alexis, do you want to let the world know what we have for them in store?
Yeah, what we have coming up is a really incredible Judge Me episode. And if you aren't on our Patreon yet, Judge Me is a new concept we came up with where basically we are intercutting, watching something like an interrogation video or a serial killer on a game show and like having commentary and telling the story sort of through that lens and that angle.
Yeah.
And next week, we have a really good one. It's a Dahlia DiPolito case.
And it's this week, not next week. It's out right now.
That's right. It's out right now. It's out right now.
And this one, these are my favorite to do, everybody. And the Dahlia DiPolito case, I remember we did this on Crime Watch Daily. It is so insane, just the way that everything plays out. I don't want to give it away if you don't know it yet, but it's just the acting/bad acting. It's a murder for hire thing. It's just so good, and I think our commentary is really good. You got to listen to it. It's really freaking good.
It's a good episode.
I know. I think these Judge Me episodes are one of my favorite things that we do. It's me so fun. Like, I think that we are so good at commentary. Like, I think that's where we really shine, and those episodes are so fun because we're never going to bring in one that's really fucked up or sad. Like, we're always kind of bringing in these concepts that we can kind of make fun of because these people are fucking insane.
That's
and
right.
She is just the biggest wackadoodle in the entire world. So it was really fun to make fun of her, to be honest.
That's right.
It's like a therapy session. You know, you got to talk shit on somebody.
It's like watching The Bachelor.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like true crime.
I know. We really got to like get it
was,
out.
Yes. And she actually used her for being on a reality show as one of the excuses for what she was doing too. So
I know. Oh
it is God. Very, it is in very meta. The one thing I do also want to point out is that we've gotten some, as always happens, whenever we mention anything that is even slightly political, we got some bad reviews. So oh, we God. Need the good reviews to come up and bubble up. So the people that haven't given a good review yet, please go and give a good review because I'm the only one that reads them. I'm the one that gets down on them. The ladies don't. So,
because it's not good for your mental health.
It's not good for my mental health. My therapist says it as well. But, you know, it's just, it's one of those things where it's just like, you know what? I can't not do it. It's, oh my God. Can't not look away.
It's the narcissism, but, you know? Like,
the audacity, yeah. The audacity compels you to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, if you could rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah, give us a review.
And tell your friends, too.
Positively would be nice.
Positively would be good, too.
That would be really good. And also, I know we talked about it last week, but on our Patreon as well, we uploaded your guys' panel for CrimeCon. So
we did.
If you want to go watch it, that is the place to watch it. And I mm-hmm. still haven't watched it. I need to watch it tonight. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yay. All right. Well, what day is it today, Billy?
All right. Well, today is May 19th, and the dark day is this is the day that Anne Boleyn was beheaded. Now, do you know the story of Henry VIII? Because it's going to be a very Henry VIII-centric show.
Yes.
I only know through the concept of the other Boleyn girl with Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson,
mm-hmm.
which okay. is a movie I watched, which I loved when I was like, how could you do that to your sister? I loved it.
Is that a true story?
It's based on. Based it's on like, it's historical. Yeah. It's historical fiction, kind of.
Got it. Got it.
All right. So Henry VIII, he accused his second wife, Anne Boleyn, who had been crowned queen in 1533, accused her of adultery and incest and conspiracy against him and all this stuff. She was found guilty, and then in 1536, on this day, May 19th, she was taken to the Tower Green in London. She was beheaded not by an axe-wielding executioner, which is what the normal thing was. She was beheaded by a French swordsman. Now, this isn't the only time that that Henry VIII tried to get rid of one of his wives.
Alexis think, looks terrified.
Well, no. I mean, I wanted to interrupt. I wanted to chime in. Henry VIII really wanted to have sons.
Yes.
In part, a big point of contention between Anne Boleyn and himself was that she kept having daughters. And he actually had a child out of wedlock with her sister, who was a son.
We're going to talk about this later.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But that's basically, this is why he had so many problems with all of these women. It's like all he wanted was a son, and he would go to any means to make that happen, basically.
Well,
like,
the irony is that men determine the sex of the child, obviously.
Yes.
Maybe there's something wrong with you, motherfucker.
That's right.
Yeah. And so much so that this wasn't just a guy that was going off and killing his wives and things like that just to, in order to get a son. He completely changed not only the history of Britain, the history of Europe, but the history of the world, because when he tried to get out of his first marriage, the Pope wouldn't let him because they were all Catholic. So he said, we're breaking ties with the Catholic Church, and he started his own church, the Church of England. So England became Protestant. And
where you could get divorced.
In order for him to be able to get divorced. So, and that's the whole reason, you know.
The lengths that this guy would fucking go.
Right?
It's always over a romantic relationship,
yeah.
though.
It's always so they can fuck multiple women,
yes.
really.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you know, all the troubles that you see in Ireland, the Protestant versus Catholics and all of that stuff, it stems from this guy wanting to get divorced so he can marry somebody else. Because
but why did he stop beheading people? That was working. Like, I'm just coming from the megalomaniac king. Like, why did he need to get divorced if he could just be like, witch, and behead them?
First he tried to get divorced. Then this was the second wife. Then that he beheaded. And then he just kept going on and on and on. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he killed a lot of wives.
We're going to get into that.
Yeah. We're going to get into it. But I just lost my train of thought. Well, never mind.
You lost your head, Jack. It happens.
I really did. I had a really important question and now I don't remember it.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah. It's such an interesting story. So we're going to go through. There's a huge conspiracy about convicting her and getting her beheaded, basically to get rid of her, that we're going to get into, as well as go through his all of his wives, because there were many of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I'm fascinated.
And this is actually, as we merge into true crime in real time, this is not exactly real time unless you consider real time 900 to 1200 AD. But speaking of beheadings and skulls,
time is an illusion, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, but there's a modern day aspect to what you're talking about, which is that there's a...
He's going there. He's going to tell everybody.
Okay.
So
he just began a story.
I'm getting excited.
Mexican police, about a decade ago, they found a pile of 150 skulls in a cave near the Guatemalan border. It took them a decade to figure out what was going on. And finally, they said that last week, they said that they had probably been ritually decapitated. And the skulls were put on display in a trophy rack known as a zompantli.
Wow.
Now, the Spanish conquistadors, when they went into Mexico in the 1500s, they remember seeing these racks, and it was, you know, it would freak them out and that kind of thing. So a lot of times the skulls were strung up on wooden poles, and or they would rest atop the poles rather than being strung on them. So this is one of the things that that they were doing now, that there was a lot more females than males, which was interesting. People thought.
Well, the interesting part is, though, that like they thought they were contemporary murder victims.
Initially, yes, because it was in a area where there's a lot of, you know, gang activity and drug activity and things. But they went back and looked at it and said, no, these are pretty old.
No, they were wrong for a minute, and they were off by about 1,000 years. Yeah. So, like, that's sort of the punchline with the story, where it's like,
classic,
like, look at all these murder victims from gangs. And it was like, no, these are from 1,000 years old experts.
And now, like, I would assume if you're an expert at looking at bones, that you'd have to be able to figure that out, kind of.
Maybe they were so well preserved, if they were, like, on a rack, and, like, they weren't under dirt, you know?
I saw one of the pictures of the skulls, and it did look quite current. Mm-hmm. So I could see where the mix-up
skull.
could possibly happen.
And another thing is that none of them had teeth. So the teeth could have been used for whatever reason.
You know, witchcraft.
A lot of times they used for jewelry or something along those lines.
Yeah, well, they were saying the women, there was mostly women because they were sacrificed, which I thought not comforting.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. We give birth and have to be sacrificed. Like, what? Where's the perk here?
Yeah, I don't see the point.
No.
Okay, so yes, we are going to get into the
more beheadings.
This is a very beheading episode here, so we're going to be getting into that in True Crime Rewind.
Yes, but we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Okay, welcome to On the Stand. Every week we are bringing something to the stand that we're either loving or hating. We have a conversation about our opinions, and then we decide if it's guilty or not guilty. Bring it to you on Instagram. You get a vote. Also, everybody is throwing their On the Stands in our Facebook group. I love it because I actually stole one of my On the Stands from our Facebook group for this week.
Oh, well, that's perfect. You should go first then.
I will. You know, it's kind of nice when you're kind of struggling. You're like, what should I do? You just search On the Stand on Facebook, and there's millions of ideas for you.
Plethoras.
So this one came from the Facebook group. I forget who posted it, so forgive me. But it is the concept. I mean, I love drinking water. I'm sure you guys drink a lot of water. I love staying hydrated. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things that I do. But this debate came up if you drink water cold or room temperature and what that means. And there were 200 comments on this post of people debating what they're doing and what is better for you. How do you guys drink your water?
When possible, I drink ice water, but I've been told that's not great for you. But I drink a ton of room temp too. I drink all water, but ice is my favorite.
What about you, Jilly?
Ice. Jilly's all the way with ice, yeah.
Jilly's all the way with ice. So I looked it up, and there, I think that the cold water thing is a myth.
Good.
But there are better times to drink cold water or warm water. Obviously, when you're working out, you're drinking like cold water. It helps with, you know, the whole metabolism and stuff like that. And then warm water, it's really good for helping constipation and bowel movements, which is what I need help with. And just for good congestion relief and sleep cycle improvement. So warm water seems to have better benefits, but I'm a cold water gal. I have my hydro flask. I drink like 60 ounces of water a day and I love it cold. It's like a nice little treat.
Honestly, there's nothing more refreshing when you're thirsty than like a freezing brain freeze level cold water.
Or if you're hungover, it's like, all I want is like an ice water. I'm like, bring me back to life.
Seriously.
So I'll say that is cold water. Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Nice iced water.
Oh my gosh. I'm craving it right now.
Lex, what are you putting on the stand?
Okay, well, I'm glad we sort of have a theme going because mine has to do with liquids as well.
Mm.
And this stems from a couple experiences I've had recently. I was with you for one of them, Jack, but I'm going to start with an anecdote. On Saturday, I went to a bat mitzvah.
Oh,
who's? And Jeff, who was the showrunner for Unraveled, who I've been working with for a long time, his daughter, Katie, had a bat mitzvah. It was delightful. And I was with Jeff at the bar. And he put this whole thing on. It was a big party. And he paid for the bartender. And he's like, bartender, give us some shots. And he's like, no, sir, I can't. And it was like, gave us all pause. And we're like, yes, you can and you will. And he didn't. And it was like, fine, we'll just take it neat then, which is the same thing as a shot, just not chill.
Literally a shot.
Okay, so there's the first example. The second example is, where were we? The Brig in Venice. And we were with our friend Afton. Mm-hmm. And she ordered a Long Island iced tea. And the bartender said, no, we don't do that here. So like what I'm putting on the stand is just bartenders saying no.
Trying to police your drinking habits.
Like, well, with whatever weird... Oh, are you saying no to a shot because you think I'm a drunk?
Was it like policy because he was like a hired bartender for a thing that they're just like not allowed to give shots?
It looked like he owned the company. I don't know. He was not allowed, but they paid for an open bar. So Jeff, the next day, we were texting about it. He's like, I was so mad this morning when I woke up thinking about that. Like, I hired these people and they would... Jeff's the boss of the party. But then... Afton, when we asked for the Long Island iced tea at the Brig, it was just because he's pretentious.
Yeah, I'm like, he's like, but it's like also you're kind of a dive bar, so like how pretentious are you?
It's like, no, we don't do those here. I'm like, oh, you're above a Long Island iced tea. Mind you, we got it for novelty. Like, let me give some context. We got it because we were talking about how kind of gross they are and how many liquors are in them. So we all just wanted to like drink one because it's been a long time to like taste it.
Yeah,
it wasn't like, that's right. And I was like, I don't like being told no when I'm paying good money.
Yeah.
And I'm not drunk. Like, I get it if I'm drunk and you need to stop serving me. But I think these were like new drinks in the beginning of the night each time.
Yeah. And they're like, just because we're too good for this.
That's right.
If it's like, well, that's what, because like when Coachella doesn't serve shots either, but they can put one ice cube in it and then that's how they get around it. I guess it's probably some sort of... I don't know, something they're like trying to get around, but it's like people are going to find a way.
Explain the Long Island iced tea to me then. That's just
I don't know.
That's just cruel.
And it was a full liquor bar, so they could technically make it.
They were making all these other complicated things.
Yeah.
It was just because he's like, no, that sounds, it sounds like you don't belong in this bar if that's what you want.
Well, yeah, exactly. And by the way, the Brig is like a dive bar that was meant to be a dive bar. It was like created to be... It's not like it's a dive bar that is 60 years old.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like they made an old sign for it and everything like that to make it look like an old dive bar. And it is a good bar, but it's just like,
No, I love the Brig.
Oh my gosh. I have another story like this. I was at a place downtown and I ordered, it was like at a craft beer place and I can't remember what it's called, but I ordered, Jack, you've been drinking orange wine.
Yes.
And I ordered on the thing. It was like craft beer. It's a brewery downtown, yeah. And I'm mad at myself for not being able to remember it. But they had orange wine. I was like, I'll have an orange wine. And I had a mask on. And the guy's like, we don't serve Miller Lite here. You got to go somewhere else. And I was like, I said orange wine, because he's all pretentious about his craft beers. Oh. I was like, I didn't say Miller Lite. I said orange wine. He's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Threw his mask in his hipster beard. Was like, oh, I thought you said Miller Lite. I'm like, because that would have been a travesty.
About to kick you out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what is this judgment, even if that's what I wanted?
Oh, isn't my God. Funny? Dude, people gotta just get over themselves.
Some people
want a Miller Lite.
Some people want to drink like fucking rubbing alcohol, and you gotta let them. You can't change people.
Oh my God. Guilty.
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 Yeah.
Billy, what are you putting on the stand?
Okay, I'm gonna stick with the whole liquid theme. When you're a at a
episode,
the that's liquidy right. episode,
nice and
yes.
moist for everyone.
Nice and moist.
Wow, that's going on the stand soon.
Alexis used the term moist.
Yeah. Sorry.
There you go. All right. So
moisture causes mildew, which is gross.
Okay. Wow. All right. So when you order it, when you sit down, and it's not only at nice restaurants now, it's at even like medium restaurants, when you sit down and then they ask you, do you want bottled water or tap water?
Still sparkling.
Oh, yeah. Still or sparkling. But sometimes
still,
they say
still sparkling or tap.
Or tap.
Or tap.
And they say tap with like a disdain like in their voice.
Still sparkling or tap.
My friend who worked at a restaurant, she used to say sink to make people not choose it. Still sink sparkling water. Or sink water.
Or sink water.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you are a genius. Because even my ego, I'd be like, bottled, whatever the fuck. Yeah. Just don't
give
me the sink.
That is such a good experiment that you should see how that changes people's minds just
it's
by the
really
term.
Funny.
That's
yeah.
so
no,
good.
It's like still sparkling or dish water.
Yeah.
Or dish. Would you like the dish water? Yeah. So
fluoride.
And it's like, and you're
infused.
You're getting, you know, and particularly, and I will say this, Los Angeles actually has really good tap water.
Los I drink
Angeles
tap water,
tap
all the
water
time.
Is fantastic.
Don't have any other means of water. I just drink out of the sink.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, and then not even with a glass either. She just puts her head underneath the sink and then drinks out of it. It's all right.
Sometimes I'm in a hurry.
You got to do what you got to do.
But you do it. There is that sense of shame when you're just like, tap.
Yes, I'll have a nice cold glass of sink. Please. Yeah,
sink is
at
fine.
A 5-star Michelin rated restaurant.
Yeah, and I understand that they're trying. Everybody is always trying to upsell. You know, water is one of the cheapest things there, but you know, you can charge $5 for a bottle of it as a, you know,
it's
that,
like
that costs
more
them
like
30 cents.
Nine or ten. Yeah. And if it's like a this size,
yeah.
And going back to how much water I drink, I would have to have two of those to myself, and then that's an extra $15 for my meal for just
mm-hmm.
water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, miss. So you want dishwater then? Okay.
I would like the sink water, please.
I would like the sink water. Yeah. Sink. So that's what I'm putting on.
Tepid temperature, please.
It's the shame of that look of shame.
Judgment.
The judgment. The look of judgment. Oh, really? That's what you're going to have. So, I mean, I'm sure there's actually certain places where it is warranted that you probably shouldn't, you know. I mean, there's a lot of places that have soft water, which is gross and everything. But particularly in Los Angeles, where everything costs a lot of money, the one thing that we have going for us in LA is that our water actually tastes good out of the tap. So,
and also, if it's unsafe to drink the tap water, you should not be serving at the restaurant as an option.
That is
true.
There's
a lot of stupid people around.
Also, you know, servers shouldn't judge people for getting the sink water because, like, I'm just saving my money for alcohol and for your tip.
Yeah. You'll be making more from me, sir.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So I'm going to say giving us that option. And that look of disdain. I'm going to say guilty.
Guilty.
Bring us the sink water with a smile if we'd like it, please.
That's right. More sink water. All right. Well, when we come back, it is time for some True Crime Rewind.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of True Crime Rewind. We are going to be chopping off heads. We're going to be talking about Henry VIII's six wives and the conspiracy against Anne Boleyn. Now, we talked about this at the top of the show.
Yes.
Now, so here's Henry VIII. He takes the throne. He's 17 years old. 6 weeks later, he marries Catherine of Aragon. And this is the
Wait, how
daughter.
Old was he? Sorry.
He was 17.
Too young for such
He's a
responsibility.
Baby. It's not, he hasn't even gone through puberty yet.
Yeah, but you have gone through puberty by 17.
Oh.
But yes. But we're going to be doing
like,
human anatomy
I've been
next
there.
Week. I've been there.
Some guys don't grow. They're still having growth spurts. You don't even know what
sure,
you look like
yes.
at that age.
Yeah. Okay. But you also, you live until like 32 back then.
That's
so.
True.
Yeah.
He's having a midlife crisis.
This is a midlife crisis right there. And he's like,
God.
I've got to marry the daughter of King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, who are also very famous in Spain too. So these are like really famous people in,
yeah.
you know, so he is from that moment on, from 17, he's like, I need a son. They have multiple pregnancies, several births, but the only child to survive is Mary, who is born in February of 1516. Now, Catherine stays by Henry's side for 23 years. And even though...
Which is crazy. 23 years.
Yeah.
Living longer than they expected,
living
huh?
Living longer than they expected,
no,
yeah.
23 years. You thought you would die halfway through that.
Yeah. So, and apparently he loved her. He's the only woman that he ever loved, but he really, really wanted a son. And he was so obsessed with the son because he wanted to continue the Tudor line. He has an affair with a woman named Bessie Blunt, and which is one of Catherine's ladies in waiting.
Mm. Like hand,
you guys
like
wish you had ladies in waiting?
No,
that's not a thing anymore.
Sounds a little crowding. Like you've seen all those like historic fic pieces where the ladies are like helping them put corsets on, and they're around, and they're like, hello, and one's playing a harp, and it's like, yeah. I'd just be like, go away, all
Dude,
of you.
I just want to be, when I am not in the mood to socialize, I want to be fucking alone.
Right.
No ladies in waiting for me.
No, thank you.
No.
All right. So,
But that's like very scandalous. So she was like taking care of her, and then like at night she was sneaking off and fucking her husband.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, you have to think about the pressure they're under. Like, you don't say no to Henry because you could be fucking killed or cast out anyway. Yeah. So like, she's you're in an impossible situation. If you're propositioned and you say no, you're fucked.
Right.
So like, lose-lose for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then he pursues Anne Boleyn, and she bears him a female child who grows up to be Queen Elizabeth I. And these are all like, you know, when we're thinking of like the royal families in England, it's all around these, you know, Queen Elizabeth, they named the big ship after her, everything. It's just like this. So
yeah.
Anne suffered miscarriages, and they had a male child, but it was born stillborn in January of 1536. So what does Henry do? He's just like, all right, I need a boy. I need a boy. He starts relationships with two of her maids of honor, Madge Shelton and Jane Seymour. So another sort of, I guess these are also ladies in waiting too. They were the maids of honor. So it's just like the other ones that are sort of helping out with the corsets and things like that, right? So
they also have very modern names.
Jane Seymour? Well,
that's
not Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, who was also named Jane Seymour. different Jane Seymour, by the way. So so they, Anne Boleyn was accused of, you know, sexual affairs with male members of the court and everything like that. Sends her to the Tower of London. She gets her head chopped off. And then he's like, all right, who am I going to marry now? He goes with Jane Seymour. Jane Seymour actually... But
wait. Right, the conspiracy theory, though.
Okay.
The conspiracy theory is he just basically makes all of this shit up. And
oh, yeah.
The people that were on the court that ended up finding her guilty was her own uncle and former fiance. So it's basically this like incestuous thing that he was like, all right, let me get all these people to like say what I want to say about her, find her guilty, when he is the one that's off having adulterous behaviors. Like, so classic gaslighting and projecting Henry.
And I remember in the other Boleyn girl, like when she was being found guilty and it's like her dad, her uncle and like all these people, she's like, really fucking guys? And then they all just watch her get executed.
Probably getting bribed and shit. Yeah.
Because they hate women and she was too much for them.
Yep.
Yeah. So just days after the execution, Henry marries Jane Seymour. Now, Jane Seymour had been the lady in waiting for both Catherine of Aragon and Anne Boleyn. So she had been hanging out this entire time. They actually have a baby together, and it is a boy, but then she dies in childbirth. She dies right after giving childbirth, several weeks later. He finally does get a boy, but Jane Seymour dies.
Bummer.
On to the next for him.
Yeah, so now he stays a bachelor for 2 years. Good for him. And this one is wild. So his chief minister is like, all right, you know what? We need a European alliance. We need you to marry one of the sisters of the Duke of Cleves, which is in Germany. Oh. So he says, well, let me see a picture. Let me see what they look like. Now, remember, there's
only portraits available.
There's only portraits.
They probably to take a painting from Germany to show him.
Yes, that's exactly what they did.
And then
right?
by the time it gets there, it's probably 2 years off because it takes it like a year to make a painting and then a year to travel from Germany to where they are.
And you know, these paintings are probably putting them in a very nice light. So they're probably all face tuned, anyways. So it's like, totally. It really doesn't fucking look like that.
Paintings are abstract. It's like you see her as beautiful and you paint it as such.
Yes. So he looks at the pictures
that
of Anne,
rich,
of
so funny,
Anne
funny.
And Amelia, and he's like, you know,
dude,
what?
It's like medieval catfishing.
Yes.
It's so good.
He's looking at these two pictures, and he's like, huh, you know what? I think Anne is the hotter one. Anne shows up, and he's like, you don't look anything like the painting.
Oh.
And he says, wedding is off, but they're like, no. The wedding is happening. It's gone too far. The wedding is going to happen. So they get married, and she has been called this, which is so disgusting. She has been called the so-called ugly wife.
Is she?
We don't know.
We don't know. I mean,
honestly, the truth is gone because the artist, it's all, we don't have no photos. That's fascinating.
Wait, what was this one's name, Billy?
This was Anne and Amelia of Germany. Anne of Cleves, yes.
Anne of Cleves.
Yes.
Just going to look her up really quick.
That's but, so mean.
So they divorced 6 months later, but she got some money from him. She got a generous settlement from him.
Good. Fuck that.
Yeah, and he didn't see that coming with the Protestant stuff, right? Yeah. He didn't see the alimony pony coming into town.
All right. So then after this, are you looking up a picture of her?
Yeah. I mean, she looks so decent. I feel like they all kind of looked the same.
Every painting looks the same from that time. So it's like,
I know they all have the same like features.
Why single her out? That's so rude.
I know.
All right. So wife number five was Catherine Howard. She was the lady in waiting of Anne of Cleves. So it's all like he couldn't go out and find another.
Well, it's probably the only people he's exposed to.
Yeah.
Because he's like a king and he's just eating turkey legs all day. And there's a woman who serves him the turkey legs and there's a ladies in waiting.
And that's like, well, it's funny you say that because by this time he had gotten really overweight and he couldn't even walk at this time.
Shut up.
So he's just like Jabba the Hutt in his feathered king hat.
Yes.
Just like being served ladies in waiting.
Mm-hmm. What a life. Could you imagine if that was your one life?
No, and he thinks he's so virile that obviously he can produce a son. But like, come on, Jabba.
So then he's like, he starts hearing that rumors that she's fooling around on him with some other guys.
Duh.
And
she was.
He executes her at the Tower Green. Boom.
He's just not into being cheated on, allegedly.
Honestly, his ego is just massive.
Yeah. So then the next wife is Catherine Parr. They get married. This is his sixth wife. She was a widow. She Henry had her arrested, and she managed to avoid the fate of her predecessors, and she brought some stability to the court. They called her the peacemaker. And she actually died a year after Henry passed. So she's the only one that actually
lived.
Yeah, other than, you know, Anne of Cleves, who actually got that settlement and stuff like that. So there you go.
Wow.
Wow.
A short history of Henry.
And this is the, you know, whenever we talk, whenever we talk about, you know, the obsession that the British have and then the whole world has with the royal family.
Yeah.
This is the original reality shows, you know, of what's going on times 100. You know what I mean? You can't get no reality show. No producers on reality shows can script this shit. And this is what was going on.
Yeah, what I wouldn't give to be a little fly on the wall when all of that was happening. That is crazy times.
All right. Well, you know who else does crazy times? You people. And we're going to hear about that next.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Welcome, friends.
Welcome.
We just heard about a terrible, tyrannical, murderous monarch. Okay. And I feel like we have a lot of processing to do with all that. The petulance, the murder, it's no fun for anyone. So we're going to distract and hear from you. And this is a little two-part one that I uncovered, and I'm feeling good about it. Here we go.
Hey, guys. I felt compelled to write you after this week's firsty, worsty story about a car bomb because I also have a teenage story about some misguided mild arson. And I'll just start because the story manifested through a long-held childhood rivalry that I think deserves a backstory. I had a girlfriend in preschool and kindergarten who lived down the street. We played and had sleepovers all the time. Looking back, it's probably just because your parents forced us out of the house constantly. And also, it was the 90s. So, you know how that goes. We grew apart in elementary school, and she became the mean girl that teased me for being chubby, for the clothes that I wore, and pretty much excluded me from the rest of the neighborhood girl group, which was like 5 or 6 girls, and we all grew up in the same grade at the same school. So, you know, formative experiences are hard to resolve. Speed forward into high school, we developed completely different friend groups. She was in a popular clique with all the other neighborhood girls, and I just kind of hung out with whoever, including like the skater, quote, ne'er-do-wells of the school, who were amazing. Anyways, one late spring weekend, our senior year, I was hanging out with my friends in the front yard. I was super excited because he went to another school and was cute and definitely liked me. And I think I got drunk with power because my other friends, 4 boys I went to school with, they pulled up in someone's mom's minivan in shorts, like typical high school, and asked me if they had any ideas of what they could do with the fireworks that they had because they were in a mischievous mood. So I immediately suggested that they put them off in my now nemesis's neighbor's yard because she lived right down the street. So they took off down behind the column of houses that I live on my side of the street, sat down for everyone's backyard, went over and put the fireworks inside the front door and the screen door, and came running up back behind the houses and peeled off in said minivan like a getaway car, which is pretty funny. So my friend who was still sitting with me in the yard and I were watching, and the dad came busting out of the door. I mean, it sounded like really loud, like a gunshot or something. So I'm sure they were horrified, which is the part that I feel bad about, because we really scared the shit out of anyone who was in that house. Anyways, pretty soon the police were called, and an officer came up to talk to us because we were still outside. And it's the first and only time I've ever lied to a police officer, saying, I saw nothing, I heard nothing, I have no idea what happened, and you could probably totally tell I was lying. But the property damage wasn't severe, and no one was hurt, so I'm sure we had some other important things to do. Anyways, no one ever found out who did it. I never said anything, and I kept that secret all through the following summer when we worked together. I worked with my former childhood friend. We both were lifeguards at the community pool that we had spent so much time with or at together, like as kids. And I never told her that I knew where it happened. And just a tangent, but that summer I was so smug because her mom had come to me while she was visiting her daughter at the pool one time to comment about how I had lost all of my baby weight, quote. And I hadn't talked to this woman for 10 years, so fuck her. But PSA, don't talk to children about their weight. Like, it's really not necessary. There's so many other things to talk to children about, and it's so damaging. So, yeah. Anyways, I guess after Tony's story, I don't feel that bad about it after all. But this was fun to share. I haven't told anyone about this story forever. So thanks, guys. I love the show.
Okay, so I think the moral of your story is correct. Don't comment on children's weight because you might get a fucking door full of firecrackers. And yeah, the mom should know better. But that's like, that's very like decades ago. Like, I feel like at least... I don't know. Maybe moms are still doing that shit. I really don't know. I really don't know.
People are going to be dicks no matter.
They'll find something else to be mean about.
Yeah.
You know,
unfortunately, that just always happens.
But honestly, the worst part of your story is like they got scared because of the scary noises. And I think they're over it.
Yeah. They'll be okay.
I think they'll be fine. And it's also, I think this is the second one in a row that had firecrackers, isn't it? We had firecrackers last week.
Because it inspired her to share her story.
No, but listen, it's like, it's a risk. You can't blast off fireworks because that could go really bad. If you burn a house down and you murder and someone dies, it's murder, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah. Bold, you were a child, so it's not your fault.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's really mean to get made fun of when you're a kid. Like, I kind of understand wanting, like, to hurt people who make you feel like shit when you're that young.
Oh, yeah. Especially because it's the end of the world.
No, it feels so deeply wounding that you can never come back from it. Like, it's a really painful experience.
Yeah.
So, everyone, be nice and tell your kids to be nice.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
All right. Well, Lex, do you have us a little poem to end our episode with?
I do. This is Untitled.
Oh.
Okay. There's one line that I'm not sure about. You guys will know which one.
Okay.
I have an alternate line, but we'll see. George's head is filled with dread. He's often wishing he was dead. He's bald, sans for a ring of hair, but that is neither here nor there. Get inside this cranium. What you'll find is zero fun.
Was George that the one?
That's the one. George wants to be decapitated because he is so truly hated.
Ooh.
I thought you were going to go with the lopper.
What's a lopper?
Don't you remember the lopper from Seinfeld?
No.
He was a serial killer that was cutting off people's heads and they were trying to figure out what the name would be. And then they wanted to call him the lopper.
No.
I mean, it's ringing a bell, but there's so many head things. You could go into Elaine's big head.
Elaine's big head, head. Yes.
Yeah.
George wants to be decapitated because he's truly hated. I'm proud of that one. That's good.
That is good.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Good job. All right.
Bye, everyone.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.